It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing on a Monday there, Josh?
Oh, it's a Monday.
Yeah, I know you were working this weekend. You were cleaning and...
Recycling
and all kinds of stuff.
Pressure washer.
I saw that. You were working pretty hard.
Yeah, tried to.
I just about got exhausted just watching you.
Had some fun doing it, too.
Notice I was walking, though. I walked by your place a couple of times.
That was very unusual, very healthy of you.
Impressed. Yes, okay. Well, what's new in the VA, shall we? Well, before we get to our topic today, let's salute a veteran.
Well, one of these days we got to get the new person.
Yeah, Carrie over there.
We got to get her on the air.
That's right. She's gradually working her way into it.
We got to get some friendly banter going on, kind of like what you and I have accomplished.
That's right.
You know,
so. We'll throw her into it.
That's right. That's right. Today we're saluting Corporal Dennis Emil Oden. Dennis was born on December 19th, 1932 in Windermere, North Dakota. I always like that word, Windermere. Passed away on April 15th, 2006. He was the original Oden in Oden and Zimbelman TV and Appliance here in Madison. He entered active duty on September 16th, 1952 in Minneapolis in the United States Marine Corps. Was honorably discharged 3 years later on September 15th, 1955 at Marine Corps Air Station, El Toro, California. He was a heavy truck driver while in service. He spent 1 year, 3 months, and 7 days overseas in the Korean conflict and was wounded in action in the right shoulder, 24th, 1953. He earned the Purple Heart, the National Defense Service Medal, the Korea Service Medal, the Korea Presidential Unit Citation, and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Dennis, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, the topic today, the VA has increased accessibility to the sleep medicine program thanks to telehealth. So tell us about that.
1.7 million veterans have been treated by VA had sleep apnea in 2023. The VA sent out a news release on June 5th by VA's Office of Connected Care discussing VA's telesleep program, helping veterans with sleep apnea better access care for their condition. Sleep issues impact more than how you function during the day. Poor sleep also affects mental and physical health. VA's telesleep program works to help veterans learn about healthy rest, treat sleep disorders, and gain restful, quality sleep. More than 1.7 million veterans, 33% of the veterans treated by VA, had sleep apnea in 2023. I'm included in that number here. Sleep apnea is the most prevalent sleep disorder among veterans who also have insomnia, which is the second most common sleep disorder. Telehealth gives veterans access to care for sleep disorders. Their telesleep program has promoted home sleep apnea testing for veterans. Tests are available from community clinics and VA medical centers or mailed to patients so they can be treated remotely. A couple years ago, I was sent one of these home sleep test device things. So I had it, you had to wear certain things and have things taped to your face and wear an oxygen.
Kind of hard to sleep when you had all that stuff?
It wasn't bad, but after I strapped everything on, went to sleep. In the morning, I realized I forgot to turn it on.
Oh.
So I had to do it all over again the next night.
Probably worked a little better then, I suppose.
This time I turned it on. So it was, it worked very well, and, they got the proper treatment. And I had to have a video appointment with telehealth to explain to me how the device works. They forgot to say, this is the on button.
Well, they probably assumed that you were just going to know that.
You know what happens when you assume,
that's
right?
That's true. That's right.
But then they send you the equipment, and, they have you, wear it. And the whole while it's, the battery's running, but you got to turn it on to... I learned that the hard way. But then you overnight it back to the VA, and then they read the results. And then my doctor that read it was from Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, one of the Pennsylvania VA medical centers, called me and discussed the results. And it was a good program. Other ways the VA treats sleep apnea include dental implements that lower the jaw and pull it forward for better breathing. I can attest to that, to its effectiveness. Devices that keep patients from sleeping on their backs, neuromuscular electrical stimulators that tone muscles in the upper airway, and surgical therapies. I'll stick with that dental implement and surgery. Sleep clinicians also have an increasing role in medical weight management to help treat sleep apnea, as well as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. A lot of those things can be affected by quality sleep, which amazes me. For veterans with insomnia, VA offers cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, as a treatment option. It's a self-paced course. Path to Better Sleep can help treat insomnia with digital CBTI. Veterans may also use CBTI Coach mobile app to learn how to quiet their minds and set up productive sleep routines. So that's one thing I need to work on is, quieting my mind. I'm an introvert, so my mind's always racing. It may not look it on the outside, but mind's always working.
Hard to shut your mind off.
It is. Sure. Yep. It is. When Telesleep Initiative began in 2017, it was the first venture into a centrally supported system of sleep telehealth networks focused on reaching rural veterans. Since then, clinical resource hubs give access to VA medical centers or sleep specialists. Veterans can receive video telehealth visits at home or through community-based outpatient clinics. If you're struggling with sleep issues, talk to your VA care team about scheduling a telesleep consult or check with these virtual sleep resources that may help. To learn more about telehealth, you can go to VA's telehealth services page. So it's good information. Like I said, I've used this in the past, and I can attest to its effectiveness in treating sleep conditions. So it's, if you're having sleep problems and you're a veteran, by all means, talk to your care provider about that. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line on it as well.
And you happen to have that number there?
Yep. It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, the lower level of the courthouse, nice and green.
That's right.
If you say
very lush
level.
Yep. Lush now.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of rain. We're getting some tonight from the sound of it, too. I've just been looking at my weather app, and if it says any percent chance of rain, learned helplessness, it's going to rain.
Probably will. Yep.
Yeah. especially with the spring and summer we've been having. But we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, but I'll definitely be in the office today and Wednesday. Tuesday, I have a meeting in St. Paul. Friday, I'm taking a vacation day for a hunting trip. And Thursday, I have things either in Minneapolis or St. Cloud. There are two things going on, but the jury's still out if I'll be going to either one. So.
Okay. So call ahead.
Yes, please call ahead, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. You have a great week. We'll see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackawanna County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.